Officially launching hour number three of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
The SACL CAI toll-free line for you is 800-259-9231. Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The show tonight has been about one of the probably most outrageous things that the government has done to anybody in the liberty movement this year, maybe in the past several years. It's really sick. They've raided the home office of the Liberty Dollar. Now, if you've listened to the show before, you know that we are kind of fans of the Liberty Dollar on Free Talk Live. I mean, not only are we fans, but they're also advertisers with Free Talk Live. And we've been talking about the Liberty Dollar since before they were advertisers of the show, since it's just a great idea. And to just bring you up to speed before we continue with your calls and your thoughts, essentially the Liberty Dollar is a private currency. It's an alternative currency. It's real gold and silver-backed paper certificates and actual silver one-ounce pieces and that sort of thing that you can really hold in your hand and put in a vault or safe or whatever. And so what has happened here is the federal government apparently has decided that they've had enough of this Liberty Dollar being out there. After 9 years of the Liberty Dollar operating relatively successfully without too much trouble, they've decided to just raid their home office, take their computers, freeze their bank accounts, steal all of their gold and silver, raid the mint, not the U.S. mint, but the Sunshine Mint, the private mint that creates and stores many of the Liberty Dollars. The federal government has come in. They came in yesterday morning, and they just stole it all. They stole the value backing for every single Liberty Dollar certificate out there in circulation. I have several hundred of them myself. All of the backing for those, completely gone. They stole waiting. There were many people that had ordered the new Ron Paul copper liberties. They'd minted very special $1 copper pieces with Ron Paul's face on them for the purposes of, you know, spreading the word about the Ron Paul campaign. Many, probably hundreds of people had ordered these. They had just gotten the shipment in days ago. They hadn't had a chance to ship any of them out to fulfill the orders yet. And so they got that whole batch. They managed to steal, the federal government managed to steal the entire batch of Ron Paul copper and silver liberties, whatever they had on hand in the office. It's all gone. So all those people that paid their hard-earned money to order these silver and copper pieces, that's all been stolen from those people, too. The federal government has stolen thousands and maybe a few million dollars from the hands of liberty-loving individuals, and it's absolutely disgusting.
And they don't even have their records to find out to whom they owe anything.
They stole their computers, too.
It's unbelievable. You know, they didn't even have the guts, if these guys were doing something wrong, to give them a cease and desist order or anything like that. They just fly in there and say, okay, what's yours is ours.
We can't allow this. Well, of course not. But why would they do that? I mean, it's a gang.
They're like pirates. I mean, they don't even arrest anybody.
Right.
That's what cops do, right? The cops are supposed to arrest people that do things bad. But instead, they just swooped in and they took they took the gold and the silver and everything else that wasn't nailed down. And they left.
And you think that's not like cops.
That's like robbers.
You're right, Mark. You think about, okay, what could these guys possibly be doing that could be bringing direct harm to someone else? Could they be issuing a currency that is making everybody else's currency worth less? Oh, no, that's right. That's what the government is doing.
But, you know, they're not even doing anything illegal.
No,
I mean, the fact is they've gotten all kinds of legal pieces of paper from all kinds of government organizations saying that they could do this.
Well, apparently the government has changed their mind.
Yeah, and they just came in and ruined people's lives for it.
Right, that's what they do best, is ruin people's lives.
I mean, if you give somebody a piece of paper that has official government stamps on it and things, they're going to go with that. You can't just swoop in and take their money after that.
Well, yes, you can. If you're the government, you can do whatever the hell you want to do.
Yeah, this is such a great time. I know you have so many calls.
We do.
People have a lot to say. You know, part of the reason I came in here tonight is I wasn't here on Monday, and I wanted to come in and be with you guys. But also, tonight is such a monumentally important night in American history. I never lived through the 1933 seizure of gold with FDR. But my grandfather, White, he did, Dewey White, and he hated Roosevelt, and he didn't give up his gold.
Good for him.
So, folks, this is a really bad, bad sign of the times.
It absolutely is, and people want to hear from you how you feel about it. Of course, you can call about anything, but we're going to exhaust our Liberty Dollar calls. We will get to you as soon as possible. 800-259-9231. A lot of people are upset. Even people who didn't have their who didn't lose anything, they have reason to be upset because this is an assault on the freedom to conduct business in the currency of your choice. In a so-called free country, you should be able to sell a product or a service for banana peels if you want to.
Yeah.
Let alone gold and silver. So the idea in free, you know, with freedom is that you're free to make these decisions on a voluntary basis for yourself and to accept whatever sort of form of currency you want to. Well, the federal government decided has decided they don't like that. The federal government has decided that you will either use their currency or you will go to jail. That's how it's going to be, apparently, in the land of the free. Let's go to the phones and talk to Rick in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
The raid on Liberty Dollar in Evansville is part of a larger tapestry of tyranny. And the United States government, under this psychopathic, sociopathic president, is systematically clamping down on the people in preparation for a larger, more egregious and lethal tyranny.
Well, absolutely.
I would agree, but wouldn't you say the last president was equally as sociopathic with things like Waco, Ruby Ridge?
Oh, yeah. I don't let Clinton off the hook at all.
No, okay, I just want to make sure, because some people think that it's just this president that's doing it. It's
right, you've got to attack more than one president.
It's the federal government.
Right. This one's a mess, I'll give you that.
And Mark, Ian, and the caller as well, one of the things that I try to stress to the conservatives out there in my audience is I say, look, folks, you are being backed into a corner. They are setting the chess pieces up for you people. Because why? Because they're establishing a police state because of your fear of illegal immigrants.
And Muslims.
But, you know, this immigration thing for these conservatives, they're all in favor of a national ID card. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, we're heading towards a police state.
Totally.
Because the neocons and the Democrats, they have worked either together or separately to come up with this really disastrous plan that is just going to wipe out our civil liberties and our ability to be able to do free market exchange.
This is
what we have here is three presidents in a row who have conducted genocides. Bush 41, Clinton, Bush 43.
Genocides against whom?
It's part of a larger tapestry of tyranny, and what's on the agenda is a first strike on the Soviet Union and China, martial law in the United States. And the raid in Evansville is the tip of the iceberg, basically.
Well, I don't know. Speculation. I mean, it would seem to be suicide to attack China. I don't know if they're going to go and do something like that.
I wouldn't want to fight a land war there, that's for sure.
They're certainly likely to attack attack Iran, which might bring them into a conflict with Russia. But I think they would be nutso to attack China. And they're pretty nuts, but they're not that stupid.
Very quickly, you asked what I was going to do.
Yeah.
I intend to contribute to the Paul campaign in 10th-ounce Krugerrand, maybe one, maybe two, whatever I can afford. It's tough to put gas in the tank and food on the table.
Sure.
And I plan to burn my 100 Maxell DVD discs of Alex Jones' Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement and distribute those at the federal building tomorrow and in the coming days.
Good luck, sir, and thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I got to make a video.
Yeah, go ahead. Again, a little speculative, but nonetheless, I do agree generally with what he's saying. And I'm with you, mm-hmm. Gardner, that this the police state is clearly on the rise, and it is to the applause of the American people. The American people love the idea mm-hmm. of armed federal goons kicking in the doors of businessmen and demanding to see their papers on all of their employees. They love the idea of being stopped and asked their demanded of their papers to prove they are a citizen.
And you know what else is the so many people on both sides of that fence there, the conservatives on one side, the Democrats on the other side, the conservatives used to understand that it wasn't the person who was in charge. It was the mechanism that could be levered and controlled, and you didn't want to create a mechanism. And that's the difference between the Austrians and the people who are monetarists. The monetarists think that it's okay to have the Federal Reserve. The Austrian economists understand that that mechanistic problem is always going to be there. They're always going to want to manipulate the money supply as long as the Fed exists.
We've got to get rid of it.
They hate competitors, which is what they've done. They've shut down their biggest competition, the Liberty Dollar. It's an outrage. Want to hear from you, your thoughts, your feelings. What are you going to do about it? This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ten items from Midas. November 15, 2007, gold, 792.80 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for 816.82, 402.60 per half, 201.30 per quarter. That's 816.82, 402.60, and 201.30. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutraceutical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. It's a sad, sad day in the history of real money in America. And it has been a sad history in general over the last 100 years after the IRS and the Federal Reserve were created in 1913 to the mid-30s when the silver certificates were officially stopped being printed. They took away the silver backing from the currency. That's been going on for a long time. The greenbacks have not had real value backing in decades. And now they've raided the Liberty Dollar, America's number one alternative real value-backed currency, completely inflation-proof, real certificates and pieces of silver that you could actually hold on to. The certificates had money in a vault, in a mint somewhere that was backing them up, and now all that money is gone. Not because of your average group of criminals running a heist, but the biggest group of criminals in America, your loving federal government. That's right, they've stolen millions of dollars from the hands of liberty-oriented people, people that understand sound money, the people who get it when it comes to money, who understand that the government money is a scam, that had gone and put their money into real form, in the form of gold and silver, and have now had it stolen from them by the federal government. It's gold confiscation apparently happening all over again. Will it spread from here is another question. Will they go after the Liberty Dollar's distributors? That's another question. Who's going to be next? We know they went after E-Gold. I believe that was earlier this year. Completely different gold-related private company.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, they've been under attack. They're still around, but they've taken a major hit. The Liberty Dollar themselves, about a year ago, had taken a hit from the federal government. The feds put out a press release, the U.S. Mint, suggesting that it might be illegal to use the Liberty Dollar to try to scare people away from them. They also threatened the bank that the Liberty Dollar was doing business with at that time. They threatened the person providing them with their toll-free service. So the Liberty Dollar had to make some changes a year ago. As a result, they filed a lawsuit with the federal government, which is actually still in play right now. The feds, as I recall from the recent update, the latest I heard on that lawsuit was that the feds had filed a motion to dismiss it. So the feds would very much like that lawsuit to go away. Then all of a sudden we find out that yesterday morning the offices of the Liberty Dollar were raided and all their inventories, computers, stolen from them by the feds. So who knows what that's going to do to their lawsuit, their ability to respond to the lawsuit. I mean, their response might have been typed up as a Word document on their computers, which they don't even have now. So I don't know where that's going to leave them in their lawsuit capacity, and if it certainly is leaving thousands of individuals out in the cold who had money in that vault. It's all been stolen by the feds, and it's absolutely outrageous. Still, people continue to call in to discuss this, so we continue with the phone calls. Let's talk to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, what's on your mind?
I don't think they know what they've done. I'm a guy that spent $13.50 on copper, you know, for the Liberty Dollars.
Yeah.
And they woke us up, you know, and this is crazy. This is a day after I find out Glenn Beck is calling me a terrorist.
You know, well, Glenn Beck certainly was suggesting that Ron Paul supporters might be domestic terrorists.
Tell me more about that. What's the story on that?
Well, I really can't tell you much about it other than I am so upset, you know, and they woke me up. You know, $13.50, there are so many people out there just like me. You know, and we got to get up off our butts and do something. I don't know what to do. I know this is crazy. You know, I'm a Republican. I'm going to call Kucinich tomorrow. Say, do something about this. This is totally ridiculous.
Well, I don't know if he's going to come to your aid. I don't know if he appreciates sound money. I know Ron Paul certainly does.
I'm in Ohio. You know, that's the only thing I got to do.
Oh, he's your representative. Oh, okay.
Right.
I see. Gotcha.
Well,
there are some other things you can do. I would say, number one, stop paying the federal government as much as you possibly can. Don't pay them any more Social Security, any more income taxes. Screw those thugs. That this gang does not deserve your voluntary support. Also, consider, if you hadn't before, consider the Free State Project coming up to New Hampshire and joining up with the other liberty lovers that have gotten together all in the same place to make a stand for liberty, because now is the time for freedom in America.
Yeah.
If we don't stand up for our freedoms, it's clear that the federal government is going to continue just chopping them down and burning them. That's clear what they're doing.
And, you know, also put together a cogent piece of writing that you can send into your local newspaper that will show people little tidbits of the history of money and why it's so important. This is one of the things that I think is so problematic here, is that the government does not want people to understand what money really is. They don't want people to know that money is a means of exchange, that it is a currency of exchange, and that's all it is, and that it just replaces barter and makes it more easy to move from person to person and get products and services. So if you can put something together in your local paper, there might be one, maybe two people who've never been exposed to this idea, and they say, oh, hold on a second. Wow, that's interesting. If you can do it right, if you can do it right, read like Murray Rothbard's What Has Government Done to Our Money? You know, check out some of the stuff online.
The Liberty Dollar website is still online. There's a lot of good information there at libertydollar.org. They have some excellent explanations about the history of money, what money is really all about. And the other thing you might want to do if you've yet to do so is go to Ron Paul's website and look at the meetup listing and see if you can find the local meetup group if you've yet to go out and meet some other like-minded individuals. It's a good time to connect with other people that understand, with other people that are of like mind, and to brainstorm with them as to what can be done.
Well, believe me, you know, that's all great. And until today, I wouldn't have done that. You know,
good. I hope there are a lot
more
people.
You gotta understand that, or they don't understand what they've done.
I hope you're right. I hope there are a lot more people out there like you that are going to get so upset that it's time to get active and get out there and make a stand for liberty. Thanks, Don, for the call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you guys for what you're doing. Bye.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. I hope he is right more than he can imagine that he is right.
Yeah, and, you know, Ian, I don't want to make this a plug for my thing, my book, but I was doing a piece for the book a while ago about the money and inflation and things like that, and I was talking about how when I was at Star Trek Voyager in the script department, I had this story idea, and I proposed it to the producer, and it was like a sting sort of story and had money involved. And she said, oh, no, I'm sorry, we can't do that. And I said, why? She goes, because Gene Roddenberry stipulated before he died that there would be no money in the Federation. He was sort of a utopian.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's ridiculous. And she goes, you have no idea how many problems that has caused us. And I said, because human beings have different skills and different interests, and those different inclinations cause some people to be more inclined to do certain types of work and others to be more inclined to do other kinds of work. And when we all come into contact with another, in order to facilitate exchange, we spontaneously come up with some way, some currency usually, that we all find valuable and useful. Usually it's gold, silver, some other precious metal. That's exactly what the Liberty Dollar was trying to do.
800-259-9231. The federal government's day's numbered. Will secession become a little more popular as a result of this? What are you going to do? How do you feel? This is Free Talk Live.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-300-8069. That's 1-800-300-8069. 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Been focused on money, been focused on the recent raid of the Liberty Dollar's home office in Evansville, Indiana. And, of course, we can still go anywhere else. Your calls are primary, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free, including the updates. Get signed up. We clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on the update, it's listed updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And as we've been mentioning throughout the show, the Liberty Dollar is a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Not only are we fans of the Liberty Dollar, but they also recently bought an advertising package with us. And you know, the advertising, the live reads that we have here talk about how great the Liberty Dollar is and that you should go and get some, but you can't now because the federal government has taken all of it.
Yeah.
They, yesterday morning, raided the Liberty Dollar home office, took all their gold, all their silver. They raided the mint that was holding much of their stocks. They took it all. They took they froze their bank accounts. It's all just gone.
And the significance of the title Liberty Dollar shouldn't be lost on anybody when something like that happens, huh?
Yeah, a bit of irony there. They still need support. They still need people to pay attention to what's going on. So go to libertydollar.org. There's no news there about this event yet, but just I wanted to let you know what their website was so you can
I made a step today, for the Liberty Dollar that Bernard Van Aanholt sent out an email. He requested that people go ahead and join his class action suit. I didn't have any of his paper Liberty Dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't eligible to join the class action suit. So I purchased one from you for $1.
Yes.
And now I went and signed up for the class action suit. And good. I think that the more people do that, the better.
That's a great idea.
We can't give out the URL for that because it's a little lengthy, the class action sign up thing. But if you go and you Google this event, inevitably you'll find a link to the email that Bernard sent out, and that has the link to the class action sign up if you want to go and do that. Obviously, people are really upset. This is an all out assault on the liberty to transact and conduct business in the way that that you think is best. Right on the front page of the Liberty Dollars website. There's a quote from the Federal Reserve spokesbureaucrat for the Federal Reserve. It says, "There is no law that says goods and services must be paid for with Federal Reserve notes. Parties entering into a transaction can establish any medium of exchange that is agreed upon." That's the way it's supposed to be in America. So if you want to do business with gold and silver, you should be free to do that. The federal government apparently has changed its mind at this point. They aren't commenting. There's actually no official word from any of the bureaucracies, but they have certainly spoken with their actions by stealing all of this particular organization's inventory, freezing their bank accounts, and just being awful.
I hate to interrupt Ian, but I'm just inquisitive. What are the tax ramifications when people have... I've been paid in Liberty Dollars occasionally, stopping by. You gave me a Liberty Dollar one time just for thanking me for stopping by, I remember, a mm-hmm. while ago. That was great. And other people have given me some of the silver dollars. You gave me one of the notes. And I'm wondering, a lot of this, I don't know how people report it. And I'm wondering if that's another incentive for the government for this crackdown, because
they don't. But remember, if I just purchased from Ian for $1, a $1 Liberty Dollar, so I've purchased something from him. I could have very easily purchased something from him, a paperclip from him for $1.
Right.
He was legally is supposed to report all income.
Right.
The federal government doesn't crack down on, you know,
small amount.
Yeah. It's just not much. It's not worth it.
So I wonder if. You know, I mean, we don't know how much this has been growing and becoming more of a thing on the radar screen of the federal government. But if it does become more and more popular, if it would have become more and more popular, mm-hmm. this could have been a major problem for the tax people.
Well, it was becoming more popular, and that's certainly an aspect that you can look at it from. It's certainly coincidental that Ron Paul happened to be picking up steam, and at the same time, the Liberty Dollar was coming out with these Ron Paul dollars. In order to help promote the Ron Paul candidacy. Interesting that this happened to go on, that the raid happened as soon, literally a day or two after the Liberty Dollar people had received their shipment of Ron Paul dollars to go out to people. Right. Interesting timing. It's an outrage. It is an assault against liberty, and this federal government continues to assault liberty, and many Americans are completely oblivious to it. Let's continue with your phone calls, your thoughts. Let's go to Mike in Santa Cruz, listening on KSCO. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Guard and Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the topic tonight. I agree with you fully. I'm just looking for one slight modification when you talk about the government coming after these guys and doing this stuff. Well, I agree they are. But really, it's the private banking system that is using the government to do their own dirty deeds. It is the Federal Reserve, as you've been talking about. And we need to acknowledge that they are the ones that are really in control, and they don't like competition. They want their money to be out there being used by us. It says on the dollar, Federal Reserve note. It doesn't say U.S. Treasury note. It's a private banking system that we're at war with, really. And they're using the government, officials, whoever, the police, as a big diversion. And,
sure, they're
sort
using
of a
the government as their enforcement arm, essentially. They work together with the government to steal all of our money. That's essentially what the purpose of the Federal Reserve is. Its purpose is to steal your savings, because when they print out more money, it takes away the value of the money that you're holding on to. It's a grand system of theft. It's the biggest scam that has ever been pulled on the American people, and it's been pulled off so wonderfully successfully for them.
And recently, and it's been done before.
Very good, sir. Any other thoughts, Mike?
Yeah, that's good. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, sir. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, you know, with Mike's comment, maybe I can look at it this way, because I do think the banking interests have a very long-term interest in making sure that private banking does not occur. And at the same time, you have the sort of fly-by-nighters, who are the politicians. The politicians come and go. They try to get in the office. They can get in and earn their $140,000 a year, and then they get out on their pensions.
Well, yeah, and don't forget the money they make from the lobbyists and the great connections they get and the jobs they get after they leave office.
Yeah. Yeah, and so they turn into sort of second rate long termers in that case. But the big time long termers, I think you're right, are the money guys, the bank guys.
It's a parasite. The government is nothing more than a big tick on the economy, on the productive class. Those of us who are actually working in the real economy of producing products and services and offering them in the marketplace on a voluntary basis. The government comes in and it sucks off our wealth. It takes our money. It takes our freedom. Eventually, it's going to kill the host. Eventually, it will, unless we can put a stop to it somehow. Let's continue with the phone calls. Go to John in California. You're listening. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live. John, California, going once.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking this might actually be a really good thing to rally around and shake some people out of complacency. I mean, I remember after the first Republican debate when, actually before the debate, I was feeling, well, I'll cast my vote for Ron Paul. He'll lose, but I'll at least have voted in, voted in vain.
Right. You voted your conscience.
And then they discluded him from, you know, all the polls, and nothing got me more furious.
Mm.
You know, nothing really incited me like that in a long time. So I think it's really important to keep this at the forefront. I think this is the type of thing that might be able to, you know, shake people out of complacency.
I hope you're right.
I hope so, too.
I think it's going to certainly shake. I mean, we had Don call in earlier, and he was basically saying what you're suggesting, that he had been shaken out of his complacency. I think it's definitely going to shake those who understand money out of their complacency, and they're going to get active. But it's a difficult process to, A, educate someone who's ignorant about real money, first about real money, then help them understand what has happened to the Liberty Dollar, and then hope that they're shaken out of their complacency. That seems like too many steps for the average person. They're going to have a tough time just even understanding, you know, real money first and foremost, let alone the outrage that has happened with the Liberty Dollar. But I think for those that do understand money, for those that do get gold and silver backing, when they come across this news, hopefully they will absolutely feel the outrage you're describing. Thanks for the call, John. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Richard in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Richard. Guys. How are you guys today?
Oh, good. Good considering. What's on your mind?
I am absolutely outraged by this attack on the Liberty Dollar, and I have been outraged by the federal government for at least the last 20 years, and I am a very strong constitutionalist and patriot. But I like to make the comment to everybody out there that is hearing this program, do not give up.
Okay, I want you to keep and continue on that track. We're going to come back to you, Richard. A word of encouragement from Richard in Montana. Your thoughts as well about whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. We'll sneak in. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le frit."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-1987. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-338-1987. That's 1-800-338-1987.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Name things that just won't budge. The scale when you're dieting. Sunday couch potatoes. And a stuck oil filter. Now I've got a fix for one of them. And when I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. I'm at a loss on budging scales, but stuck oil filters are no problem. I've got two fixes so simple, even you men can do it. Hammer a sturdy screwdriver through the filter's bottom half. Grip the handle, and using leverage, turn counterclockwise. Remove the screwdriver and spin off the filter. Or, gentlemen, wrap the filter with sandpaper. And using the rubber gloves you wash dishes with, get a good grip and twist off. These are great techniques for budging filters, but not recommended for moving couch potatoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but just enough time for your call, 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak in under the wire here. Very rare that Free Talk Live will spend an entire show in one topical area, but that is what has happened tonight. And it's not because we've had that much to say about it. It's been you guys continuing to ring the phones off the hook to talk about the tragic situation that has developed over the last 48 hours in Evansville, Indiana, with the home office of the Liberty Dollar being raided by a federal goon squad, taking all of their property, taking all of their gold and silver, freezing their bank accounts, stealing their computers, that sort of thing. It's just been an absolute outrage against liberty and freedom. But hey, that's the federal government, and that's what they do best, destroy freedom. Let's continue with the phone calls here. We had Richard on the line in Montana. Richard, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yes, basically what I was saying was everybody out there that's a patriot, that believes in the Constitution, liberty, and believes in our country the way it was originally founded, stand up, pass out a movie like the End Games or whatever, tell somebody about Ron Paul. Do anything, small or big, buy gold, but stand up for your rights, the Constitution. Don't think that we can be defeated. 3.5% of the people fought in the revolution in 1776 and won. Most of the people thought that we would lose. We can win.
Good.
I'm an old veteran. All the veterans out there listening, we took an oath to this country, to the Constitution. It said to defend our country, the Constitution, against enemies, foreign and domestic. Our enemies are domestic. They're the bankers. They're the politicians. They're the federal scum.
Absolutely. The enemies are not Muslims. The enemies are not hardworking immigrants. The enemies are the people in Washington, D.C. and the federal government. Great call,
that is,
sir.
That's why it's called Washington District of Criminals.
Thank you for the call. Brilliant, brilliant, great, positive viewpoint. Move on into the future. Let's grow the liberty movement.
Yeah.
Let's get out there and spread the message of freedom. Get more Americans excited about freedom again. It's going to be hard because he is right. People today, they look at the government, they're frightened to death. You look at the government coming in with their machine guns, stealing people's property from them. I mean, in New London, Connecticut, literally physically taking property. In Evansville, Indiana, in California, the medical marijuana clinics. We are talking about fighting back against a group of armed gangsters that is wielding power over the American people. This is not an easy proposition, but damn it, nothing in life that's worth doing is necessarily easy.
You know, Ian, I wonder about what the founding fathers during the Revolutionary era, what the guys like Sam Adams, who was a real radical, not like John Adams, and those people who were in Boston used to discuss when they would meet in their taverns and clink some mugs together and sit down and talk about what was being done to them by the British. What was being done to them compared to what's being done to us was minuscule. And now
absolutely,
it's time for us. The tide is going to start to change for a lot of people in their minds if they start to hear about this. Get more momentum, tell people about it, and then come to New Hampshire. Think about the Free State Project, the Liberty Forum. Come to New Hampshire meet with people, because we'll brainstorm more here and in person if you can come meet kindred spirits.
The more people that you can surround yourself with that thinks in a similar manner, the better, the more buoyed you'll be, the more encouraged you'll be, the more excited you'll be about the future of liberty in America. Tyranny may be on the rise, but that just means that we need to fight back harder and smarter and to get out there and talk to people about freedom again. Please don't consider politics an off-limits conversation with your friends and family at this point. This is a life or death matter. This is liberty. This is freedom. This should be very, very critical and front and center in your life right now. Let's continue with the calls here. Let's talk to Jason in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Guys, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to point one thing out about the U.S. Treasury. They have the presidential dollar that they're putting out. I think if they haven't put it out, they are putting it out pretty soon. And this is part of the problem, is people buy their precious metals from the U.S. Treasury.
Precious metal. It's just pot metal, but it does have pictures of presidents on it.
Yeah, some of it is. It's not all, but you can get silver and gold from the Treasury.
You can. That's
true. This new coin that they're putting out is it's a $1 coin, and it's made up of about 5 cents worth of metals. You know, so they're basically marking it up 1,000% and making about 750% on it.
Sure.
And, you know, here you have the U.S. Treasury breaking their own laws, and then you have the Liberty Dollar, who is following every law the U.S. Treasury ever wrote.
Yep.
You know, and, it's unbelievable that this is happening. But that's pretty much all I had to add.
It's absolutely outrageous. I hope people get upset enough to get acted if they haven't been acted before. And thank you for the call, Jason. 800-259-9231. By the way, I need to tell you about Zero Toys. They've got the new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings 12 feet with a blue LED light to light them up. You can get the Zero Blaster and a Mega Blaster or a Mini Blaster, and as well as a whole bunch of other cool, science-y, geeky kind of fun toys.
I saw one of those things a little earlier.
You can play with it later.
Yeah, I haven't showed you. It's juicy smoke rings. It's great.
Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com and other cool geeky toys. Again, ZeroToys.com. Few minutes remaining here. Just enough time to sneak some calls in that don't have anything to do with the Liberty Dollar. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Don in New York. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello there.
Wrong. First I learned about it, I am just amazed. Flabbergasted. It is outrageous, as you say.
Yeah.
Oh, you were calling about the Democratic debate, but apparently you've changed, changed your mind.
That's outrageous, too.
Yeah, I was watching the Democratic debate just before, and I was cruising with Rockwell. I didn't see anything about the Liberty Dollar. But given what happened to yesterday and today with the economy and the dollar, and I saw they're ready to sell off the White House to China because China's dumping the dollar, given all those two things, do you now understand why I'm not so concerned about finding another country to live in? It's not the same America anymore. So anyway, I'm watching the Democratic, it's outrageous. To those two prior callers, I say, to quote an old line, you know, go to your windows and shout. You know, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore.
Absolutely.
You know, do something, find some way to do it. And it's every American's responsibility as a citizen of what this country was founded for. You know, it's our duty to keep the government in check, and we failed our country.
It's time to stop bending over for these violent thugs calling themselves the federal government. You do not owe them any of your hard-earned money. I highly suggest people take some serious thought and really consider refusing to pay into Social Security, refusing to pay income taxes. Who are these people, and why do they deserve your money? They don't.
and a constitutionalist and a patriot is now a terrorist.
Yeah, yep.
You know, it's to the point where every American has to say to themselves, we've come to that. We have the greatest government in the world, but it's broken.
Yeah. If you are going to draw your line in the sand here and now, when are you going to draw that line in the sand? Ask yourself that tonight.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what might be kind of fun is maybe people should pay off their U.S. taxes with Liberty paper.
I don't think they're
going to. Can you imagine sending over a Liberty dollar and say, here you go.
You've already got the money. You've got the backing, so you can have the paper now, right?
And the other one caller had mentioned, too, he said, here is the quote from the president, which they asked the president one question, and they were doing pretty good, the debate.
Yeah.
And they asked the question, what comes first, human rights or the security or protecting the United States, right?
Oh, boy. Good question.
Four of them, now there's seven candidates up there, four of them answered it very well. What would you guys put first? What comes first? What's the oath of the president?
Well,
if you signed in?
By protecting human rights, you do protect the security of the United States.
Okay, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the president of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Right.
Now, they were saying, Hillary was the one that come out and say, my first duty is to protect the United States. It's not. It's to protect the Constitution of the United States.
I don't get it. I got a bunch of people really angry with me on a Monday or last Friday on my show because I was talking about Abraham Lincoln, and the host after me, who's a really great guy, he said, well, Gardner, let me ask you, did Abraham Lincoln save the United States? And I kept saying, well, Jack, and he goes, no, answer the question. I said, well, look, you got to tell me what you think is the United States. Is it the contiguous land mass?
Mm-hmm. And, or is it the government?
Yeah.
Because he did save the government, and that much is true.
Yeah, he certainly didn't save the U.S. Constitution.
Right, at the cost of liberty, he saved the government. Thanks, Don, for the call. We just have enough time for Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Justin, hello.
Yes, how you doing? That's an interesting thing about that dollar thing. But the one thing I really do want to discuss is there's something else when it comes to tyranny going on in my state of Maryland.
You've got 20 seconds.
A lot of parents have turned away from the vaccinations in my state of Maryland. But the problem is that the authorities, the lawyers are saying there's a law that says you have to get your kids vaccinated.
Or else what? Are they going to throw them in a jail cell? How many parents?
They got court cases on
this is
here.
Just it. This is where I'm going here. And I'm sorry we're out of time, Justin. You're welcome to call us back tomorrow night on this.
But
it's just a matter of please stop obeying these gangsters. That's all the government is at this point. If you deny that, then you are living in a fantasy world. Stop following their rules. Stop obeying their orders. Resist.
They're immoral rules and they're immoral orders.
And dissent. I'm not saying hurt people. I'm saying stop following their stupid nonsense. We'll be back tomorrow night. It's Free Talk Live.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
America